Data presentation. As with other communications and IPC programs, clarity is paramount when organizing and presenting data findings or reporting conclusions. An IP can turn to a number of visual methods to help organize their data. These methods will enable others to understand what has been done, why it was done, and what has been discovered. They also help to drive change by informing the decisions that the IP, facility leadership, administration, and other key stakeholders might make. These decisions can relate to future and ongoing interventions, resource allocation, improving patient safety, and more. The primary tools for organizing and presenting graphic information are tables, graphs, and charts. While these should be able to stand alone, the IP must nevertheless ensure that any contextual materials are written in a clear and concise manner. Most spreadsheet software can easily generate these graphics, which makes this a relatively straightforward process. The data must be presented in a clear enough way that it can be understood not only at the time of initial presentation, but also after the fact. It must be intelligible to other facility employees, current and future, as well as members of the wider medical profession who might look to the surveillance report when approaching their own studies and investigations. Therefore, every graphic must be labeled properly. There must be a title that explains what the graphic presents. The event, example, reported cases of CAUDI-S, the population and location, example, patients at a specific hospital in Minnesota, and the date, example, August 20XX or July August 20XX. In other words, the title should tell the audience what they need to know about person, place, and time. Any axes in the graphic should also be clearly labeled. Sources of information other than your own findings and observations, for example, CDC data used for comparison, must be clearly cited. When constructing slash composing a new table, graph, or chart, the IP must decide what information should be incorporated into the final version. Too much information, and the message and meaning may be lost. Tables. A table is a data set presented in rows and columns. Tables are used to show the frequency with which an event occurs. The data can be composed of numbers or words, but for the purposes of healthcare surveillance, they will most likely be numerical. An effective table is typically simple, limited to no more than three factors. Readable tables have a clear, concise title that answers who, what, where, when, and how questions. That is person, place, and time. Each column and row should be labeled and the column and row totals shown, if they are used. An example of a table is shown in Exhibit 2-29. Exhibit 2-29. Table of HAI cases. Key point. When compiling information to be shared with stakeholders, it is important to provide full names of infections, diseases, and so forth. Do not assume that they are familiar with acronyms or shortened forms of names. If using acronyms, best practice is to provide a key to aid stakeholder understanding. Graphs/charts. Other forms of visual data presentation fall under the category of graphs or charts. Charts are used when the magnitude of different events is important or when one wants to compare parts of the bigger picture. The most common charts are pie charts and bar charts. When one wants to look at the proportion that a group represents within the whole population, a pie chart, sometimes known as a part-to-whole chart, is the best option. This method of data presentation is easily and quickly interpretable. Effectively, pie charts, as their name suggests, show what slice of the total pie belongs to a single group. They can be used for any data set that breaks down results by age, location, date, or other demographic grouping. For example, a pie chart could be used to present data on the occurrence of specific pathogens by age group, location, or facility for larger studies. Using the data from the example table above, Exhibit 2-30 shows how HAI data would be represented in a pie chart. It is clear here that MRSA accounts for the largest proportion of reported HAIs. Exhibit 2-30, pie chart of HAI data. A bar graph, or bar chart, presents the data as side-by-side bars for an easy comparison of magnitudes, frequency distributions, and time series data. Like pie charts, bar graphs are easily and quickly understood. It is easy to see the relationships between the bars and identify outliers and significant groups. Exhibit 2-31 shows how the HAI data would be represented as a bar chart. Again, this representation allows readers to identify the most and least common recorded HAIs at a glance. Exhibit 2-31. bar chart of HAI figures. Bar graphs can be used to present other data, such as compliance with hand hygiene or other precautions/policies. These data might be separated by department or particular time period. One type of bar graph is a Pareto chart. It is discussed more elsewhere. The bars in a bar graph are generally rendered in a single color. However, when it is important to add emphasis, the color of one or two bars may be changed depending on what the IP wants to emphasize. For example, identifying the largest, smallest, or otherwise significant group. A histogram is a graphic of a frequency distribution that looks much like a bar graph. However, on a histogram, each bar represents a different time interval, and there is no space between the intervals. IPs use histograms to turn frequency tables into a graphic representation of infections over time. Epidemic curves are one example of a histogram. Another can be seen in Exhibit 2-32. Exhibit 2-32, histogram. Line charts are excellent tools for IPs to use to display the same data over time, for example, the rate of ICU CLABSIs over a year. When creating a line chart, each time point should be equidistant from the previous and next time points, with time running along the x-axis. Using line charts can also help illustrate the relationship between process improvement interventions and outcomes. To do this, one can mark points of intervention, for example, when a gap analysis was performed, when certain control measures are initiated, and so forth. An example of a line chart can be seen in Exhibit 2-33. Exhibit 2-33, line chart, spot and area maps. Being able to identify and plot the geographic locations of disease and slash or infection cases and exposures is a valuable tool for outbreak investigations. This can help identify clusters and hotspots, which can aid an IP and their investigative team's ability to narrow case definitions, identify sources of exposure, and more. The two most common types of maps used in epidemiology are spot maps, sometimes known as spot charts, and area maps. Spot maps use dots or other symbols to show where each case patient lives or was exposed. A spot map is an excellent tool for illustrating the geographic distribution of cases. The scale of a map can be anything from an urban area to a county, state, country, and even global. The latter is not likely in outbreak investigations, but perhaps in pandemics. A spot map can use different colors or shapes to signify cases and potential sources of infection. Creating a spot map could be done digitally, or it could be done by sticking pins into a map on a wall. An example of a spot map can be seen in Exhibit 2-34. Which identifies cases and clusters in a metropolitan area. Exhibit 2-34, spot map, source, CDC, describing epidemiologic data. It should be noted that spot maps do not take into consideration the size of the population at risk, and therefore they do not present information about the disease risk. In a densely populated area, such as a large city, a high number of dots may not necessarily indicate a high risk of infection. For example, 100 dots on a map of Manhattan would not necessarily indicate a high risk, given that more than 1.5 million people live on the island. A spot map is not only used on geographic maps. It can also be used for tracking an outbreak in, for example, a hospital or apartment building. Using a floor plan of the facility, the IP and their team can plot where case patients are located, thereby identifying in which units, wards, and slash or departments cases are appearing. An example of a building spot map can be seen in Exhibit 2-35. Exhibit 2-35, Building Spot Map, Source, CDC, Steps to an Outbreak Investigation. To show rates of disease or infection in different areas, for example, by neighborhood, county, state, or country, IPs can use an area map. Area maps use different shades of chosen colors to indicate different rates of infection or other disease/health condition, with the darker shades indicating higher rates or an increasing disease burden. An example of an area map can be seen in Exhibit 2-36, showing an annual reported case density of West Nile virus in the United States. Exhibit 2-36, Area Map of West Nile Virus, Incidence of Reported Cases 2012. Source, CDC, Summary of Notifiable Diseases, United States, 2012. Key point. The visual representation of data better conveys the significance of surveillance findings and more easily guides decision-making, than the presentation of the raw data set does.